We should be rolling out something similar to what we do for the road traffic. We run a road traffic program every year, highlighting the dangers of the road, highlighting the dangers of speeding. We should be doing something similar. In my opinion, when it comes to the water, we have lost so many people due to tragedies at sea all around our coast here in Inishowen. And I would like to see something being pushed that would highlight the dangers, first of all, of water, the dangers of people going out in boats and not letting the likes of Marlon Head Coast Guard know that they're out. And most importantly of all, that they wear a life jacket and that that life jacket has an EPIRB. You know, the life jacket with an EPIRB has a cost of about probably 400 or 500 euro, but it's minimal when it comes to saving your life out in the water. And that can, if you go into the water, you can be picked up and located very, very quickly. And I think as a council, and particularly with a county that has the biggest coastline in Ireland, we certainly should be doing something to highlight that.
What's been the, I suppose, the pushback or the delay in seeing them rolled out? Because the cost that you said there of 400 or 500 euro is, I suppose, less than what I thought it would have been.
Yeah, no, you can get ones with EPIRB now for about 500 euros. And, you know, I think from the council's perspective, I'm disappointed, I suppose, that this has never been rolled out. But I'm certainly, you know, not going to let this go this year. I think we have, hopefully, the Minister for Marine coming to the county in the next short period of time. And I think it would be ideal if we could tie all that in and do something that would highlight us as a county. You know, it's equally as important, in my opinion, as the driving one for dangerous driving or to try and keep our roads as safe as possible. These are all things that we should be doing to try and make sure that there's no tragedies in this part of the country. And as I say, we've had too many at sea. And I do think that if this was rolled out and people were given the information that they need, and also given the information that these life jackets are available for, you know, a price that could be bought by the normal person just going out, even in leisure or out to fish or just, you know, going out on a Sunday, whatever it may be, I think it would be very worthwhile. And I think as a council, we haven't prioritised this, and I think it hasn't been given the priority that it should have been given. And I would hope now that it will be given that priority and that we can roll this out over the next, particularly maybe the next 6 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, before the real summer season kicks in towards the end of May, and that, you know, this bit of information might save someone's life. And if it did, it would be well worthwhile.
And in terms of seeing a pilot scheme with these specific life jackets, would you like to see that in the fishing industry or the tourism industry? Or I suppose what remit would the council have over that?
Well, I think that, you know, we have a big remit. We are the local authority. We are in charge of 120 piers around the county. We have an obligation to make sure those piers are safe for fishermen and for the leisure people. And I think we have an obligation to make sure that if there's information there that can keep people safe, that we are in a position to put that out there and run campaigns to highlight that. I think Falch Ireland and the tourism operators will get behind that 100%, because, I mean, they can, through their avenues, use this to highlight to the people that's coming into the county. People that are going out in boats, that are here for, you know, visits or here just for a week or so at a time, that when they hire them out, when they even take them with them themselves, some people have boats, people come from all over the country to Donegal to fish and to spend leisure time, and they can as well be part of that, along with the Gardaí, Marlon Head Coast Guard, Greencastle Coast Guard, the RNLI. All those organisations would be more than delighted to come on board, and I've spoken to those organisations. They would be more than delighted to come on board to highlight and to push this, because one life saved is enough. If we can save one life by doing this and by promoting this, well, sure, it's certainly worthwhile.